also pray in silence.
请大家同心默祷。
Amen.
Amen.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, let us commence morning service.
奉主耶稣圣名开始我们今天早上的聚会。
Let's sing in 402.
我们来唱赞美诗402首。祷告求神带领今天的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里证道。
Last time I came here to help the spiritual communication was when the chapel was the old one there.
我记得我上一次来这里参加灵恩会的时候，我们还在旧教会。
It is a blessing of God. The church in San Jose continue to grow by the grace of God.
我们很感谢神，在神的带领之下，我们圣何西教会继续的成长。
We understand that 2009, we face a lot of challenge in our daily life.
我们知道在今年2009年，我们生活中也许会遇到一些困难。
We know the 21st century, spiritually also a lot of challenges.
我们知道在二十一世纪的今天，在灵性上面，我们也会遇到很多的试探。
I hope that this 21st century, we continue to strive hard our spiritual life.
我们求神带领我们在二十一世纪的今天，我们能在我们的灵性上面继续成长。
So that we can receive the God's grace continually.
所以我们可以得到神丰丰富富的恩典。
You look at the book of Daniel.
我们来看一下但以理书。
Chapter 1, on the way, this is actually a very sad story.
我们可以从但以理书从第一章开始念下去，我们会发现这是一个很悲伤的故事。
This time is the beginning of the first exile from Jerusalem to Babylon.
因为在第一章这里就提到说他们被掳到巴比伦国去。
So the Israelites under the 70 years of exile.
所以在他们这七十年的时间，他们是被掳到外面的国家。
But during the time of 70 years, we know that Daniel and his three friends, they made a victorious life in a foreign land.
但我们知道，即使在这样的七十年之中，虽然他们生活上面遇到这样的困难，被掳到外国去，但是但以理和他的三个朋友却能在他们属灵的生命上面得到得胜。
Sometimes when we encounter some situation, then we know we cannot change it.
很多时候在生活上面，我们也许会遇到一些事情，我们知道我们没有能力去改变它。
Our choice is very restricted.
因为我们能做的有限，我们能选择的有限。
Something like we go to the restaurant.
有的时候当我们去一个餐厅吃饭
in our pocket the money is a limit so but there's a lot of entry a lot of choices seems like in the menus but our own choice is limited
虽然在菜单上面也许列出了很多的菜但是因为我们口袋里面的钱有限所以我们能选择的也就有限
sometimes we encounter this kind of situation
有的时候在我们生活上面也是这样的情况。
Daniel is a kind of a situation under such kind of circumstances.
但以理他在他的生命之中他遇到就是这样的情况。
We know when he was sent to the exile to Babylon, there's not much choice for his life.
我们知道当他被掳到巴比伦国的时候他能做的事情很有限。
He's very unfairly treated in his life.
因为在他的生命中他开始受到不平等的待遇但他不能做什么
It seems like he has degraded his class as a low class himself as a prisoner he was sent to the Babylon
他们这些被掳到巴比伦国的犹太人他们变成是二等公民一样的人
But we can see that when God was with him he made up his mind his three friends He made a victorious life.
但是即使在这样的情况，我们知道但以理和他的三个朋友还是立志靠神，然后神让他们在生命上面得胜。
One time, 1982, I came to the United States.
在1992年的时候，我来到美国。
That time's the first time I took the airplane.
那是我第一次坐飞机。
It was a blessing that my seat was a window seat right after the cabin door.
我记得我坐的位置是一个靠着窗户的座位，然后是在进门以后马上的第一排。
So I can stretch my legs.
所以我的脚的空间比较大，我可以把我的脚伸得比较长。
Once I sit down on the airplane and I look around, some of the kind of empty seat.
当我坐进机舱之后，我看看周围，发现有一些是空的座位。
When I sit in front of the seat, also quite many empty seat.
当我看我前面的座位，我也发现有很多空的座位。
I can tell the front a lot of empty seats. So when the cabin door is closed, and then I ask the stewardess, because they sit in the front of me, and the two the flight attendants sit in front of me.
那他们把机舱的门关上以后，我就对坐在我对面的两个空中小姐问说，前面有很多空位。
So maybe I can ask a stewardess, can I sit over there?
所以我就问她说，我可不可以搬到前面去坐？
Because in front of me, that's a business class.
因为在我前面的座位是属于商务舱。
So I thought that's the first class. Later, I find out second.Floor, that's a business class.
我一开始以为前面的那个大座位就已经是头等舱，后来我发现二楼的才是头等舱，在我前面是商务舱。
Flight attendant says, "No, you cannot go there."
那空中小姐就跟我讲说，不能，你不可以搬到前面去坐。
Yeah, I learned that even though there are a lot of empty seats, but I cannot move to the business class.
所以我就了解说，即使有很多的空位，但是我就是不能搬到那些空位去坐。
We know because life in this world, we can see also some people seems like lead like a first class life. Some people they lead like their life like a second class, you know, people.
很多时候，我们的生活上面，也许我们也觉得有些人过的生活像是头等的生活，有些人像是过着次等的生活。
Many people think that the second class people. They try to do their work very hard, but they always their limitation is within their second class.
很多时候过次等生活的人，也许是觉得他的生活就已经被框在这个次等生活里面，不管他怎么努力，他都不能突破。
We know when we get into the airplane, always the priority that they don't have to wait, that they just go into the gate.
我们知道在上飞机的时候是有顺序的，他们常常优先的让头等舱的人先进去。
But second class people always have to wait, no matter how early they come, but they have to wait their own turns.
那买经济舱票的人也许年纪比较大，但是也没有办法，一定要在后面等。
Well, we look at the book of Daniel.
我们来看一下但以理书。
As appearance, his life is. As a prisoner, he cannot change his status. He himself as a second class, he exiled to the Babylon.
我们知道但以理他被掳到巴比伦国之后，他就像一个次等公民一样，有很多事情不是他可以控制的。
But God was with him.
但是神一直与他同在。
God was with him and his three friends.
神跟他和他的三个朋友同在。
Actually, their life as a first class, they lived.
而他们的生命就像是活着头等的生命一样。
Let's look at Daniel chapter 1.
我们来看一下但以理书的第一章。
Daniel chapter 1 verse 17.
第十七节。但以理书的第一章第十七节，这四个少年人，神在各样文字学问上赐给他们聪明知识，但以理又明白各样的异象和梦兆。
Continue read until verse 20.
到二十节，十八节，尼布甲尼撒王预定带进少年人来的日期满了，太监长就把他们带到王面前。十九节，王与他们 谈论，见少年人中无人能比但以理、哈拿尼亚、米沙利亚、亚撒里亚，所以留他们在王面前侍立。二十节，王拷问他们一切事，就见他们的聪明，智慧聪明比通国的术士和用法术的胜过十倍。
Now we can find Daniel chapter 1 verse 17. After 3 years, the train under the kingdom of Babylon, and find out these three friends, their knowledge and intelligence, their learning pace is much better than the rest of the people now.
我们在这里可以看到记载说，在三年之后，他们被掳到巴比伦国三年之后，这些人发现说，这四个少年人他们的智慧聪明比他们周围的人都更超过。
Important things that we can see the verse 17. So the first part is as for these four youth, God gave them. So this knowledge and this all this what they obtained.It's not what they got it, but it's God gave them.
很重要的是在第十七节这里提到说，这四个少年人是神赐给他们的聪明智识，所以这里提到是神赐给他们的。
Overmore, Daniel even understood all kinds of visions and dreams, he says.
而但以理又明白各样的异象和梦兆。
This is one more gift to the Daniel later on make his pass to be makes a first class.
我们知道但以理因为他有这样的恩赐，所以 后来发生的一些事情让他的生活很好。
And verse 20.
我们再看第二十节。
As for every matter of wisdom and an understanding about which the king concerned them, that he found them the 10 times better than all the magicians and conjurers were in all his realms.
第二十节这里提到说，王拷问他们，就发现他们的智慧聪明比通国的术士和用法术的胜过十倍。
So the verse 20 describes that Daniel's and his three friends, the matter of wisdom and understanding is 10 times higher than the rest of them.
在二十节这里提到说，他们的智慧聪明超过周围的人十倍。
Because these four people, the God gave them a knowledge and understanding.
因为我们知道这四个少年人是神赐给他们的聪明知识。
Right, just like a first-class people, so God was with them.
就像过头等生活的人是神赐给他们的聪明知识。
So we can see the difference, the first class and second class.
所以我们在这里可以看到什么样的什么样的情况来区分他们头等和次等呢
？And also magicians, conjurers, and these kind of people, the next to the king to help the kings.Way of the rule of the nations. They supposed to be a much higher wisdom than these four, Daniel and his three friends.
我们知道在巴比伦国里面有很多术士和用法术的，他们是常常提供王意见的人。他们应该要比这但以理和这三个朋友更聪明。
Because all these people they're selected from all of the nations.
因为这些术士是从各国。选来最聪明的人。
But no matter these people, the wisdom is very better. It seems like they're wise men, but they cannot compare with Daniel and his three friends.
虽然他们是在人群中被选出来特别聪明的人，但比较起但以理和他的三个朋友，他们远远的不如。
Why? Because God is with them.
为什么会这样呢？就是因为在十七节提到神给他们了智慧。
God provide them.
因为是神赐给他们的
智慧。God's arrangements with them for their life.
因为是神在他们的生活上面照顾他们。
Verse 21 is that the Daniel continued until the first year of Cyrus the king. So he mentioned that how long his life had prospered as a first class. He mentioned the first years of Cyrus the king.
在二十一节提到说到古列王元年但以理还在，所以我们可以知道在这很长的一段时间但以理的生命一直在得胜。
You know, the first year of Cyrus the king is, if you look at the turn on the book of Ezra chapter 1 verse 1 mentioned that this, the first year that this, the Cyrus the king is ordered his Israelites,Now they can go back to the Jerusalem.
我们知道在以斯拉记的第一章那边提到说，古列王就是他在元年的时候，让这些流放在外面的犹太人回到他们耶路撒冷。
So this is entire 70 years.
所以我们知道这一段很长的时间是70年的时间。
So since he moved to Babylon.
但以理他被掳到巴比伦国有70年的时间。
He and his three friends, after 3 years of the training, and then they become get the position, official position in this country for the 67 years. They continue on their life.
所以在他们被掳去的前三年，他们受了这样的训练，然后三年后，大家发现他们比周围的人都聪明，所以接下来67年，他们在这个国家过着头等的生活。
As I mentioned, during this time, for Israelites under the 70 years exile, so it's very sad background.
我们知道，在这70年被流放在外国的这一段时间，犹太人他们其实是过得很苦的生活。
Sometimes we think about what is a life.
有的时候我们会想一想，到底生活是什么呢
？Life is a discovering that we know we cannot control all the dream that we had when we were young.
在我们生活和生命中，我们是慢慢的发现，我们人的力量是有限，很多事情是不能控制的。
I remember when I was in elementary school, teacher sometimes asked.What is your dream?
我记得在我小时候在幼稚园的时候，老师常常问我说，你的梦想是什么？
And some people says I want to become a general.
有些小孩说他的梦想是将来要当将军。
And some of them say I want to become a president.
有人说我将来要做总统。
Because in Korea, the general and the president are very connected.
我们知道在韩国，军人当到将军跟做总统是比较接近的路线。
We find out the general always become a president.
因为很多总统都是军人出身的。
So, when we were young, so we can see the you know the general means very that's what many kids wants to be.
所以即使在幼稚园的年龄，很多小朋友就已经想要当军人，将来可以当总统。
But some once we grown up. To sixth grade and then go to junior high school, then we find out that's not a real dream was.
但是当我们年龄渐渐长大，我们念完小学，然后进到初中，慢慢的我们发现小时候梦想是不切实际的。
And once about to finish the junior high, then most of the kids they know what the reality is.
所以当念完初中之后，很多时候对小时候梦想已经觉得是不可能发生的事情。
So the dream is getting smaller and smaller.
所以我们对未来的憧憬就会越来越越来越缩小，梦想会越来越小。
And、that is our life.
这就是生命的事实。
And many people finish the college, then as long as they get a job, then they can satisfy it.
很多时候，当我们完成了我们大学学业的时候，我们梦想已经小到只要能找到工作就好了。
I mean, some people when they finish the college, when they have some dream, but it cannot come true.
因为在他们完成大学这一段时间，他们慢慢的发现，他们原来的梦想其实是很高远的梦想，并不能达到。
In Korea, one of a very the he's a he is a he finished the college as a 4.0, which is he got honorably graduate with honor.
有一个人他在韩国他念完他的大学四年，他得到的成绩是特优的。
是 Seoul National University is one of the best one.
所以他去念的汉城大学是整个韩国最好的学校。
Just week before he had a graduation and he wants to play the basketball in the campus.
在他毕业的前夕，他有一天去打篮球。
He wants to play the basketball, but the basket is not the right place, so he's trying to move it.
因为他想要打篮球，所以他有一点要移动那个篮球架。
This basket just fall down to him and he died.
但是这个篮球架很不幸。倒下来压到他身上，所以他当场就死亡。
Sometimes we have a dream, but because of our health issue, we cannot achieve our dreams.
很多时候，也许我们有一些梦想，但是因为我们的健康受限，所以我们没有办法达到。
Sometimes the national circumstance like under the war and people cannot achieve their dreams.
有的时候是因为外在的因素影响，也许有发生战争，所以我们的梦想被中断了。
So we can see the all the circumstance, allow us to reduce our dream, the breaking our dream down.
所以我们知道在成长过程中遇到这些各种各样的遭遇会让我们慢慢的发现我们的梦想越来越小。
And Daniel and Daniel's three friends such kind of circumstances.
而但以理和他的三个朋友其实也是在这样同样的情况。
When Daniel was young, when he was born in a very, at that time, so he, king, Josiah. He's the one to trying to revive the nations spiritually. And then Daniel was born at that time.
当但以理出生的时候，犹大王那时候是一个好王，所以他想要把这个国家带到好的方向。
So it was B.C. 620.
那个时候是主前620年的时候。
King Josiah, he trying to revive, so he destroyed all the idols.
约西亚王那个时候的王，犹大王约西亚王，他是要带领以色列国，犹大国回到神的面前，所以他把国内的祭坛都毁掉。
Where he find out even scriptures and he's he restore the Passover the entire nations.
而他发现了在圣殿里面发现了神的话，神的书卷，所以他拿出来，然后来复兴这个国家的信仰，并且他也重新让他们来守逾越节。
Actually, the nation is very declined, the whole nation. But at that time, so such the movements can have bring the hope for the nations.
所以虽然那个国家是在将亡的处境，但是因为有这个王要试着带领他们复兴。
But then the king, when the king Josiah, when he went out, trying to defend the nation against the Egyptian army.
但是当约西亚王带着犹大国要去跟要自卫要抵挡这个埃及王的时候
，His army was defeated by the Nova, the Egyptians, so that it becomes under the whole nation now under the power of Egyptians.
但因为他们的军队打败了，所以他们就被埃及王所控制。
Later on, the Egyptians are defeated by the Babylon.
但是后来埃及又被巴比伦所打败。
So now the King Nebuchadnezzar come down to Jerusalem.
所以巴比伦王的尼布甲尼撒王就来到耶路撒冷。
So all his hope is now the destroyed to be the pieces.
因为他要把整个犹大国控制。
There is no hope for he himself can participate the national revive the spiritually.
所以虽然但以理他出生的时候是在王要带着国家来复兴的时候，但是他却没有机会来参与到这个时候。
He was very capable young man at that time.
他是一个非常有能力的少年。
Now you can see the Daniel chapter 1.
我们可以看到第一章。
Daniel chapter 1 verse 3 and 4.
在第一章的第三节和第四节这里提到，第三节王吩咐太监长亚斯皮拿从以色列的宗室和贵胄中带进几个人来。第四节，就是年少没有残疾，相貌俊美，通达各样学问，知识聪明具备，足能侍立在皇宫里的，要教他们加利底的文字语言。
We can see when the army of the Babylon came to this kingdom of Judah and they brought these people is very selective. It's not everybody just became a prisoner brought to the Babylon, but those very capable, they can work for the kingdom of Babylon, so they do bring them and to the nations.
我们在这里看到巴比伦王他们来耶路撒冷围城的时候，他们并不是把所有的人都掳到巴比伦，他们还有选择的，他们选这些比较聪明、外表俊美的人。
So the verse 4 said the youth in whom was no defect, who were good looking, showing intelligence in every branch of wisdom, endowed understanding and discerning knowledge, So which is the Daniel and his three friends, they are very capable young men.
所以在第四节形容到他们选的人要没有残疾，相貌俊美，通达各种学问，知识聪明具备。所以我们知道在这里，但以理和他的三个朋友就是属于这样子的人。
But their such kind of dream is taken, forced to be taken by the Babylonians.
也许他们曾经有很大的梦想，因为他们是有能力的少年人，但是却因为巴比伦来占领他们，所以他们被掳到了外国。
According to scholars, it takes about 5 months from Babylon, from Jerusalem to Babylon to move as a prisoners.
我们根据查考的资料，他们从耶路撒冷被掳出去，要到巴比伦，中间要经过五个月的行程。
I think this time is the most sorrowful time.
我相信这是一个非常辛苦的五个月。
He and his three friends cannot see any hope for their life.
他和他丹以理和他三个朋友在这段时间一定觉得生命无望。
And then they under the king Nebuchadnezzar, and they have to learn. There's no choice, but they have to learn they have to be trained for 3 years.
而当他们被掳到巴比伦。因为在王的指示之下，他们没有什么选择，就得学当地的文字。
It's not a choice they can whether they can take it or not, but they have to take it.
并不是说他们可以选择说他们要不要学这个外国的文字，而是他们一定得要学。
Verse 5 says, after these 3 years of training, and then the purpose of this training is end at the end of which they were to enter the king's personal service. Verse 5 says that.
我们在第五节这里可以看到说王花了三年时间来训练这些人，而训练他们的原因是要叫他们能在王面前示例。
It sounds quite good.
也许在表面上这好像看起来是一个不错的事情。
Because after 3 years, they can make their life very successful now.
因为三年的训练结束之后，他们可以有一个成功的生活。
But if we find out in the scriptures,Actually, the position, the official position is not that much of a desirable one.
但是如果我们仔细看圣经的话，我们会发现其实这并不是一个很好的地方，很好的位置。
Let's look at Daniel chapter 2, verse 2.
我们来看一下第二章的第二节。第二章第二节，王吩咐人将术士、用法术的、行邪术的和加利底人招来，要他们将王的梦告诉王，他们就站在王前。
Yes, then the kings gave order to call in the magician and conjurers, the sorcerers, and the chaldean to tell the king, his dream. So you can see that these people, the name is a magician and conjurers, sorcerers.
所以我们在这里可以看到，在这里王会招那些术士、用法术、行邪术的人来解释他的梦。所以当他们的地位其实就像这些人一样。
And verse 13 also, chapter 2 verse 13 mentioned that Daniel and his three friends, they also within this category of the officials.
而在第二章的十三节提到说命令发出则是要被杀，但以理和他的同伴都要被杀，所以这里提到说但以理和他的同伴其实跟这些人是同样的地位。
So 3 years they train under the Babylon government, and then they become an official, the title the magician and conjurer, the sorcerer.
所以我们知道即使他们花了三年时间受训练可以在王的面前示例，其实他们的地位就像这些用法术行邪术的人一样。
This is considered a great spiritual struggle for the Daniel and his three friends.
这在但以理和他的三个朋友来讲是属灵上面非常大的征战。
These during the 3 years, they do not awake themselves. If they do not have a sober mind, then naturally they can assimilate their lifeTo be like one of the Babylonians.
我们可以想象，在这三年的训练中，如果他们不是有坚定的立志要像神的话，他们可以慢慢的越来越像这些术士。
There is no choice, but they have to take it.
因为他们并没有办法做他们自己的选择，他们得要当这样子的人。
And also, because during the 3 years, there are a lot of stress because not only the Daniel three friends under the training, but all the other people also they also training with them.
我们知道这三年对他们来讲一定也很多压力，因为不只是他们这四个人在受训练，周围还有很多人跟他们一起被掳过去的，一起在受训练。
I'm sure because many children also, those very wise children also joined there to be trained also.
我很确定这里面一定有很多加利底人，他们这些加利底人也是选出来非常聪明的人。
Definitely Daniel three friends possibly the experience of discrimination also.
我们也可以想象他们这四个人在这些人里面他们可能受到一些歧视的待遇。
Now, this is the great challenge for the Daniel and three friends.
这对但以理和他的三个朋友来讲是一个很大的冲击。
We can see the later, once they move into the kingdoms and then their name now changed to the Babylon styles of names.
我们知道当他们被掳到巴比伦国之后他们的名字也被改了，改成比较像巴比伦的文字。
In chapter 1 verse 6 said, Now among them these sons of Judah were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. This is the name they received from their parents that when they were in Jerusalem.
在第一章的第六节提到说他们中间有犹大族人但以理、哈拿尼亚、米沙里亚、沙里亚，这四个名字是他们原来在他们的在他们家里面从他父母得到的名字。
You know, Daniel is a very precious name they received from parents.
我们知道但以理是一个很好的名字，是他父母帮他取的。
And God is my judge, God is my righteousness.
因为他的名字代表意思是神是我的帮助。
A very precious name.
是一个非常好的名字。
Whenever have problems, it seems like unfair, but bring to God, and God is justice, God is the one to righteousness. So all the problem can be solved under the God's sovereignty.
他的名字就代表说不管遇到什么样的问题都来到神面前来求，让神来帮你解决，让神来给你帮助。
God is a trustworthy to rely on.
因为神是信实的，他是值得信赖的。
That's the name of the Daniel they received from his parents.
这是但以理他原来从他父母得到的名字。
But he has to change his name to be as the verse 7 mentioned that the Daniel he assigned the name is Belshazzar.
而在第七节这里我们发现说他们因为被掳到巴比伦国之后他的名字就被改掉了，他的名字被改到伯提沙撒。
The Baal is the 14 gods.
而这个名字是他们拜的假神的名字
在里面。 As the name the Belshazzar means the dear god is the 14 god is his protectors.
伯提沙撒的伯提是他们拜的假神的名字，所以伯提沙撒的意思就是说他们的假神是他们的依靠。
I think the verse 7 said that the commander of officers and he give them a name and he trying to change their identity.
我们在这里看到说第七节这里提到说太监长给他们起名，我们知道他在帮他们取名字的时候他要试着让他们忘掉他们原来的信仰，要让他们改变成巴比伦国的人。
I heard that because one time when we are in Korea was occupied by Japan.
我们知道在历史上面韩国曾经被日本占领过。
So Japan trying to change all the people's the name to be to Japanese name.
在日本在管辖韩国的这段时间，日本人试着要把韩国人的名字都改成像他们的名字。
Trying to destroy our identity.
因他们在改名字的目的就是要让你忘记你原来是什么人。
This is the similar purpose the Babylon's officer commanding of the officer to change his name to Daniel to Belshazzar.
这是一模一样的方式，在这里巴比伦的太监长他把但以理名字改成伯提沙撒，就是为了让他忘记他自己是什么人。
It has a great force.
这是一个很大的力量。
If Daniel at that time, he just changed his mind a little bit.
如果但以理在当时只要稍稍的在心智上面有一点的不稳定。
Since I kept my faith, but God just put me in Babylon.
他也许会质疑说我这么信靠神，但是神却让我被掳到外国去。
God treat me unfairly.
神并没有善待我。
God doesn't give me the choice to to believe in God in Jerusalem, but put me in this country.
神并没有让我有办法留在耶路撒冷，却把我掳到了外国去。
And he cannot see the grace of God.
如果在那种情况，他看不到神的恩典。
Then also his name has been changed now, Belshazzar.
而他的名字也被改掉了，改成伯提沙撒。
But you have to stay in this kingdom for 3 years to be trained as like a Babylon.
而他要在这个外国的地方，被训练三年，变成一个彻彻底底的巴比伦人。
The only hope he turned to be like a magician and a sorcerer.
在训练结束之后，他要变成一个术士，跟那些术士人做一样的事情。
He have a lot of reason to give up his life of faith.
如果我们想象，但以理在当时稍微心智不够坚定的话，他很容易就离开神。
But this force of outside, this world force cannot change himself.
但是即使在这么糟糕的环境之下，但以理却没有离开。
He still keep his faith.
他还是持守他的信仰。
We know because if we know in this world, a similar force coming into our life.
我们知道，像活在现代的我们，其实我们生命中也常常会遇到这样子的力量。
At the beginning, we think God is our hope. God is our righteousness.
我们起初都有信心，知道神是我们的力量，神是我们的支撑。
But circumstance can change actually to the worst way.
但是外在的环境会慢慢的让我们被世俗所影响。
And we know the life is a continuous struggle.
所以在我们生命中就会遇到很多很多的挑战。
A great reason to give up our faith.
所以我们就会有很多的原因让我们很难再持守我们的信仰。
We have many excuses our life to be compromised with this world.
很多时候我们会有很多的理由或借口让我们跟世俗越来越世俗化。
But Daniel, he himself to make up his mind.
但是在这里我们看到但以理他却是坚定的立志。
And also the rest of the name, we know that Hananiah is his friend's name, so Hananiah.
我们知道他的另外三个朋友的名字原来是哈拿尼亚。
Hananiah is a very precious name too.
哈拿尼亚也是一个很好的名字。
The one who is beloved by God.
这个名字的意思就是说是神所爱的人。
He has a precious name, but now his name also has to be changed to the Shadrach.
而这样一个美好的名字也被改了，改成沙德拉。
The Shadrach is the rock is it's the name of the sun god.
这个沙德拉的名字就是他们拜的太阳神的名字。
So he can, which means learning from the sun god.
所以他新的名字沙德拉的意思就是从太阳神那边来得到智慧。
This is the beautiful moment. They have to change their name.
而在这种情况下他们被强迫的改变了他们的名字。
The Mishael also the precious name.
他们原来很好的名字。
Mishael is God is gracious.
他另外这个朋友很好的名字本来叫米沙利。提到的是神是尊贵的。
And the commander of the officers changes his name to Mishael to Meshach. It's a Babylonian name that who can dare to compete with their god of greed? Yeah.
在这个本来美好的这个米沙利的名字被改成米萨，米萨的名字也是跟他们的假神有关。
Sometimes we think that God is so great, God is gracious.
神是带有恩典的。
When we contend what we receive from God,
我们应该要为了神所赐给我们的知足。
Whatever we have, we think we thank to God.
为了我们所得到神的赏赐，我们应该都要称颂他。
We understood God is the best.
因为我们知道神是最好的。
He knows our path and our way.
他知道我们知道我们的将来，知道我们该做的事情。
So he will provide us.
所以他永远会提供我们最好的。
But here his name changed to the Babylonian names.
但在这里我们看到他的名字却被改成巴比伦的名字。
Meshach is a very shameful name.For the Israelites,
米撒这个名字对以色列来讲是一个非常羞耻的名字。
The God of greed is the best. God of greed is the one the best.
因为米撒这个名字就是说贪婪之神是最好的。
And follow the way of greedy.
所以就是说贪婪是好事。
And then the last one is Asra, the name received from his parents in Jerusalem.
而他第三个朋友的名字叫亚撒里亚，那也是他本来从父母得来的原名。
Asherah is God is my help.
亚撒里亚的名字原来的意思就是神是我的帮助。
It is a precious name.
这是一个非常好的名字。
Every time somebody called him that, Asherah means, oh, God is my help.
每一次人家要叫他的名字讲亚撒里亚的时候，就是说神是我的帮助。
His name also has to change to Asherah to Abednego.
而他的名字也被强迫的改掉，改成亚伯尼哥。
When Nugo is a foreign god's name.
亚伯尼哥又是一个假神的名字。
Abed is the servant. So it's the servant of I am the servant of the foreign gods.
所以亚伯尼哥的意思就是他是假神的仆人。
So this way they have to change their names.
所以我们可以看到他们同样在这四个人身上发生的事情，就是他们从很美好的一个名字都改成了外面的名字。
This is the first challenge for the for force of temptation to change their identity.
因为这是他们被掳出去第一个遇到最大的困境，因为他们名字被改掉，他们的人家要让他们慢慢忘记他们自己原来的人。
You know, we live in this world, Satan trying to push us to change our identity.
我们知道，我们很多时候，我们生活上面遇到事情也是类似的。撒旦他会随时的要让我们忘记我们的身份。
Because once we change our identity, it's easier for our life to dip into this world to make a comfortable life.
因为一旦我们忘记了我们的身份，我们就很容易跟世俗连在一块，我们就会世俗化，我们的生活也开始世俗化。
But if we have to understand, if we lose our identity as a first class of our life,
如果我们忘记我们作为一个头等天国的国民的身份的话，我们的生命就会开始变化。
Then we lose everything.
我们就会丧失了一切。
Maybe short period of time we can entertain ourselves as under the temptation of Satan.
也许在短暂的时间内，我们会觉得很快乐，因为在撒旦的攻击之下，在撒旦的引诱之下，我们会在世俗上面得到一些快乐。
But we cannot truly joy within the first class of life that God provides us.
但是作为头等的公民的喜悦，从神来的喜悦，我们就完完全全丧失了。
Daniel and his three friends.They don't want to change their identity.
而但以理和他三个朋友就是不要忘记他们这样的身份。
Under such kind of strong force from the Babylon,
即使在这么强大来自巴比伦国的一个阻力来阻挡他们继续信靠神。
They want to keep the name that they received from in Jerusalem.
但他们还是要立志。记得他们是什么样的身份，记得他们是从耶路撒冷来的。
We can learn from the Daniels and his three friends.
所以我们从这里可以从但以理和他三个朋友身上学到这一点。
You know, when we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, our old nature die with our Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们每个人在受洗的时候，我们奉主耶稣圣名开始受洗，就代表我们把我们旧我完全脱去，然后变成一个新的。
When we come out of the water, we become a new person.
当我们从水里面受洗出来的时候，我们就变成一个新人。
We receive the identity that is precious identity we receive from our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们得到了一个新的身份，这是一个非常宝贵的一个新的身份，从耶稣来的。
The nature that we receive from our Lord Jesus Christ, it's not belong to this world.
因为我们从耶稣得到的新的身份跟这个世界不一样。
It belongs to our Lord Jesus Christ.
是属神属耶稣的。
Which is the inherit the kingdom of God.
就是有我们就是属于天国的子民，我们是可以继承天国的产业。
Apostle Paul mentioned that our citizenship is in heaven.
保罗也提到说我们产业在天国。
And he clearly mentioned that we do not, that's what we do not seek him for this world, but we seek him for heaven.
所以他提到说，所以我们不应该求世上的事情，而要求天国的事情。
Let's look at the Philippians chapter 3.
我们来看一下腓立比书。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 20.
腓立比书的第三章第二十节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 20 and 21。
腓立比书的第三章二十节和二十一节，我们却是天国的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。二十一节，他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
And he says, "For our citizenship is in heaven."
所以这里提到说，我们是天国的国民。
From which also we eagerly wait for the Savior.The Lord Jesus Christ.
因为是这样，所以我们等候救主，就是主耶稣基督。
And verse 21 says, "Who will transform the body, our humble state, into the conformity with the body of His glory?"
二十一节这里提到说，我们的卑贱的身体就会靠着耶稣改变形象，跟他荣耀身体相似。
And we can say this is our identity received from our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们在这里可以看到，这是我们从耶稣基督得到的新的身份。
We remember when Joseph was sold to the Egypt.
我们知道，当约瑟他被卖到埃及去的时候
，God blessed him later, so he became a prime minister.
神祝福他，所以他后来变成宰相。
And his wife also had been taken from Egypt. His wife. Before he died,
在他死之前
he asked his people to put my body not to bury here, but in the promised land.
他跟他的家人说，要把我的遗骨带回去，埋葬在应许之地。
He doesn't want his comfortable life, physical comfortable life, to enjoy there, to let his life to be buried there.
虽然他在埃及做到宰相，虽然他在埃及过着一个很安适的生活，但是他不要他的遗体埋在外国。
He wants to be buried in the promised land God promised to his forefathers.
所以他要求他家人把他的遗骨带回去，还是埋在神赐给他的应许之地。
He understands what is the first class life.Means to him, first class. He understands what the meaning of first class.
Because he knows, 所谓的头等的生活到底代表意义是什么。
He always seeking the what is God's will in his life.
就是要靠着神，求神的旨意来过你的生活。
And also in the Daniel chapter 1, and then under the 3 years of the training, verse 8.
在第一章的第八节提到说，在他们这三年的训练中
，Daniel chapter 1 verse 8 says Daniel, but Daniel made up his mind, and he would not defile himself with the king's choice food, or with the wines which he drank. So he sought permission from the commander of the officer that he might not defile himself. And here, during the 3 years of this training, they have to eat a king's choice food.It is considered great a privilege.
在第八节这里提到说，在他们三年的训练中，他们要用王的膳。以世俗的眼光来讲，这也许是一个很宝贵的事情。
Well, because there's an excuse because he was under this circumstance, there's no choice that he can eat it.
如果戴以理要想借口的话，他有一个很好的借口，他可以说，我没有什么选择，因为他们要给我这样的食物，我也只能这样吃。
One of the easy ways he can compromise his life there to he can enjoy it, entertain himself and the king's choice food, which is what king eating, what king drink, he can be part of that.
所以如果他的志向不是那么坚定的话，他大可以在这里就跟王吃一样的食物，所以吃这些世俗上面看起来也许是丰盛的食物。
Well, because what I learned from the verse 8, Daniel made up his mind that he would not defy himself. He made up his mind with little things.
但是我们在这里看到但以理他却立志不要用这些食物来玷污自己。
The eating the food, it seems a little things for at that time, sir.
也许我们看起来觉得只是餐食的东西并不是很重要的东西。
He cannot stop his name to be changed.
他不能做什么改变他的名字被 被改了。
But here, at least he can try himself not to be defiled from the king's choice food.
但是在第八节这里，我们可以看到，至少他可以避免吃王的食物，避免来玷污自己。
So he and his three friends ask for favor so they can eat the vegetables.
所以在这里，他要求太监长让他们吃素菜，所以不要玷污自己的身体。
And right away, the commander of the officers, he doesn't want to let it happen to them.
但是太监长却不希望这件事情这样子做。
And because verse 10, the last portion, that you would make me forfeit my head to the king, says.
因为他这里在第十节的最后一句话，他提到说，太监长说，你们这样就使我的头在王那里难保。
If I feed you the vegetable, and then and the rest of them they eat the king's choice food, then maybe that definitely because your face is getting pale or the worse than the rest of them, then my position have a problem. Can be taken away, yeah.
因为太监长这里说，如果其他的人都是吃王的膳食，只有你们吃素菜的话，你们的脸一定会比周围的人看起来肌瘦，别人会看得出来。所以我的头在王面前就难保。
Well, this circumstance that they can just give up themselves at this moment.
所以在当时的情况，其实但以理和他这三个朋友有很容易就会放弃他们坚持。
But they continue to find out, so they do not want to eat this king's choice food. So more, this they find, I think, because of this food is offered to their king, their idol to come to them. So this they don't want to be defiled themselves.
但是在这里，但以理和他的三个朋友却坚决不要吃这样的食物，因为他们知道这样的食物很可能是拜过那些假神之后才端到他们面前。
So end up the asking was granted.
所以他们坚持要求太监长让他们吃素菜，而最后结果是太监长真的让他们这样做。
Verse 12.
我们在第十二节这里看到。
Now please test your servants for 10 days, and let us be given some vegetable to eat and the water to drink. So here the officer said, "Give us. You can test us for the 10 days."
所以在十二节这里提到说，但以理跟太监长说，你可以试试看十天，只给我们素菜和白水喝。
We know because when they eat the vegetable only for 10 days.They cannot be compared with the people who eat the king's choice food.
以人的眼光，以世俗的眼光来看，如果他们只吃素菜和喝白开水，比起周围的人吃王的膳食，他们应该是没有办法比较，他们脸色应该会比较难看。
It is come from the faith.
但是但以理他讲这句话是靠着他的信心讲的。
When we're doing the business, we keep the Sabbath. It's not easy.
当我们是自己做生意的人，也许很多时候守安息日是一件很困难的事情。
If we give up the property in our business, we come to the church, we're losing actually.
如果我们来到教会来守安息日，在星期六的时候不做生意，很多的时候以正常的经验来看的话，你会丧失一些赚钱机会。
If we offer the tithe to God, also we're losing the money.
而同样的，十一捐也是是会让我们损失一些金钱。
If you earn the $5,000, we offer the $500 to the tithe.
如果我们赚了5000块，其中的500块我们需要拿来做十一捐。
In mathematical calculations, we lose $500.
以直接的数学来算的话，我们就损失了那500块钱。
$500 amount restricted in our expenses.
所以有少了500块可以让我们花的钱。
But this is their request a similar way.
但是类似的情况，也许在世俗的眼光上面看，这绝对是一个不是一个丧失的情况。
Without faith in God,
如果没有靠神的信心的话
，they cannot say this word to the officers.
他们没有办法对太监长讲出这么有信心的话来。
Because they have confidence in the Lord, because they trust in God.
但是因为他们信靠神，他们有靠神的信心，所以他们敢讲这些话。
So they tried 10 days this way.
所以他们叫太监长说让他们试十天。
Verse 15.
所以在十五节这里。
14 and 15.
十四和十五节。
So he listened to them in this matter and tested them for 10 days, And the end of the 10 days, their appearance seemed better than they were fattened than all the youth who have been eating the king's choice food.
所以他们真的让他试了十天，而过了十天之后，看到这四个人的面貌比用王膳的那些人更加俊美肥胖。
So since truly after 10 days, they tried 10 days and they find out these Daniel and three friends face much better than the rest of them.
所以但以理和他的三个朋友要求说让他们试试看十天，而十天后真的证明说他们的面貌比周围吃王膳的人更加俊美。
Who did it? God did it.
这是谁的能力呢？这是靠神的能力。
It's not the food, the physical food did it, but God did it.
并不是靠他们所吃的这些素菜、白开水来让他们变成肥胖，而是神的能力让他们变肥胖。
When the Daniel, he and his three friends made up their mind.
当但以理和他三个朋友立下他们心志的时候
，And God bless them.
神就赐给他们福气。
Hope that in the year 2009, we have a lot of challenge. I say that.
就像我一开始提到的，在今年我们在生活上面也许会遇到一些困难。
Financially, we can face these challenges.
在我们的金钱财富上面，也许会遇到一些困难。
Also, spiritually, we encounter challenge also.
在我们的属灵生活上面，我们也许也会遇到一些困难。
It seems that doing the business, we more focus on the business, maybe more focus on the outside world, so we can survive.
因为外面经济的状况不太好，所以我们也许会花更多的时间得在我们的事业上面。
Offering the money, we can reduce so we can make our life the better.
也许我们会试着在乐捐上面少一点，所以我们的生活不会那么紧。
And we keep the Sabbath, so also we can compromise, so we just only keep about half of them maybe.
也许对守安息日我们也没有这么坚决，也许会觉得为了生意上面的关系，为了工作的关系，我们少来一次。
This is not a first class of people's life.
但是这样做的话，就不是在过头等的生活了。
First class life, we trust in God.
要过头等生活，我们要完完全全的信赖神。
We do not looking for what we can trust ourselves, but we trust in God.
我们不能靠看任何自己的现状，靠自己的力量，我们要完完全全的靠神。
God will provide our life.
我们要完完全全相信神会提供一切。
We're not the ones who go into the first class, ticket and get into the airplane. We've been treated as like a king.
我们知道，如果是坐头等舱的人，当他们坐飞机的时候，他们受到的待遇是非常享受的。
One time I got the first class ticket.
有一次我有机会坐头等舱。
And when I was in Tampa, Florida, I flew to the New Jersey for the student speech competition.
我有一次是从佛罗里达州飞到纽泽西州去参加学生联欢会。
It's a very short flight, only just 2 hour flight.
只是两个小时的飞行。
But that was just about that's Christmas time.
但是那一段时间是十二月底快要过圣诞节的时候。
So they overbooked, so they have a lot of trouble, you know, the counters.
因为他们超额的订票，所以他们票舱就满了。
So anybody who want to give up their seat and then give $500 for certificate.
所以他就问说，有谁愿意改机票，放弃他们上这一个飞机的话，会送给你一张500块的使用券。
So $500, no, it's okay. I just go.So it's not tempted me with the $500. Not accepted.
所以我就想500块还不够多，所以我就没有受影响，我就没有放弃我的座位。
And later on, I can tell the problem is more and more there.
但是因为他们实在是超额的让太多人买票了，所以变成很严重的问题。
And then gate is open and then it start to board.
然后舱门开了，然后大家开始上飞机了。
And I about to get about to the scan and my ticket, and then say it turned to be $1,000.
当我准备要把我的票交过去，然后要上飞机的时候，听到他们广播说，如果愿意放弃你的机位的话，你可以得到1000块。
Actually, one day I ahead to the flight to New Jersey, so I have a one day I have a flexible.
对我来讲， 对我来讲，因为学生联会，我要去参加的学生联会还有一天的时间，所以如果要我放弃这次的机位是可以的。
So before I scan it, I turn around. I want to take it.
所以就在我要交出我那个机票要上飞机的时候，我转身跟柜台说，我愿意拿1000块放弃我的机位。
So the lady said, "Thank you so much." So I got the, no, I thank you.
所以那个柜台人就很感谢我愿意放弃我的机位。
So my flight is moved to the followed later.
所以我就不上那台飞机，不过上下一班飞到同一个地点的飞机。
The lady so appreciated and said, "You can even get a first class if you want it." Said, "Oh yeah, I want it. If you want to give me free, then I take it."
那柜台人就跟我讲说，除了给你1000块以外，因为你帮我这个大忙，所以我愿意帮你升等到头等舱。
So my second economical class changed to the first class ticket.
所以我本来坐经济舱的，现在可以坐头等舱。
Once I get in, I treated like a king.
然后坐进头等舱之后，我就发现他们的待遇是非常非常享受。
That was the first time I experienced a first class leather seat.
因为那是我第一次坐头等舱，我发现头等舱的座位是真皮的，皮质的。
And also it was a blessing of God, $1,000 certificate. I can use this for my family. Come to Tampa, Florida. I can stay with my family. It was a blessing of God.
而且很感谢神，因为有这1000块的使用券，所以我可以带我的全家一起到佛罗里达州。
Anyway, because the first class, they treat it like a king.
而在头等舱的待遇非常好。
If we, because we already, we already as a to receive as a first class.
因为我们每个人的身份，我们其实都已经拿到了这个头等舱的
票。We already been treated as like as the children of God.
我们已经是属神的人民，我们已经是天上的国民。
You know, Daniel and his three friends, they made up their minds that they want to continue to live as a first class.
就像但以理和他的三个朋友，他们在这里立志，他们要继续当这个头。头等要过这样头等的生活。
They understood God is with them.
他们知道神与他们同在。
As long as they keep trying themselves to harden themselves to be pure, and God will be with them.
只要他们立志坚持靠神，神会永远与他们同在。
We know we have in this world a lot of temptation.
我们知道在这个世界上，我们有遇到很多的试炼。
A temptation of Satan.
很多时候是来自撒旦的诱惑。
Temptation from this world.
是世界来的诱惑。
A temptation from our lust desire.
也许是来自我们自己肉体上面的诱惑。
All this desire, the one that first the temptation come as a very small one.
一开始的诱惑也许看起来不是那么严重。
But we should not be compromised.
但是即使在那样子的情况，我们都要很警觉的，不要让步。
We have to make up our minds.
因为我们要立定我们的志向。
Especially this kind of a turmoil in this world.
尤其是像现在世界上面遇到的这种经济困难的情况。
If we make up our mind.
如果我们能立定我们的志向。
God's granted first class ticket continue remain with us.
神赐给我们这个头等的公民的票，就会让我们继续过我们头等的生活。
God really bless us.
神会继续赐给我们恩典。
This blessing cannot compare.With the rest of the people in this world.
来自神的恩典跟世上可以提供的是完全不一样的。
Remember when the Isaac he when the during the time of there's a famine in the land.
我们知道在以撒的年代，当他们遇到了饥荒。
I think he intentioned to move down to Egypt.
所以他准备要搬到埃及去。
But God said, "Do not depart from this land."
但是神跟他讲说不要离开这个地。
So he remained this land for a long time.
所以他留在原来的地方一阵子。
Bible said that very year he received 100 times a fold of blessing from God.
而在圣经上面记载说，在那样的那段时间内，他从神得到了百倍的祝福。
At the beginning he struggled.
一开始的时候他一定也有有冲击过。
Because he lived under the famine in the land.
因为当地发生了饥荒的事情。
But he did not compromise with this word, but he stayed the promised land.
但是他因为靠着神，他并没有照世俗的做法来让步，他还是靠神。
Rest of the people do not receive such kind 100 times of fold the blessing. Only Isaac.
而其他的人却没有办法做同样的事情，所以他们没有办法得到神百倍的祝福。
Because Isaac is the chosen one, as he the granted first class life.
因为以撒他得到了神给的头等舱的机票，就像他过着头等的生活。
I'm sure because you and I we all receive the first class life.
我们每个人都在过头等的生活。
But we have to make up our mind.
但是我们要立定志向。
Do not be compromised with this world.
不要让世俗影响我们，不要让步。
And do not lose our identity.
不要忘记我们的身份。
Then God will bless us continually.
神就会继续的赐给我们福分。
Let's sing him.
我们来唱赞美诗。
Oh, 390.
390首。
Now, let's pray together.
我们现在一起跪下来祷告。